once more to close things out in the final minute of play. McDavid skating this one to center. Ducks lead 5-2. It's dropped into the Anaheim zone. John Carlson pokes it near side. Cutter Gauthier got it to center ice. Moved by Poehling, but kicked around at center ice. Back onto the tape of Poehling. Just wide of the net. Put it in deep. 40 seconds to go. Evan Bouchard charges ahead to center ice. Lost this one along the boards. Ducks make a change as Walman shoots this one in. 30 seconds of play. It's Menchikov up the far wall. Chipped to the line and out by McTavish. 22 seconds left. Walman back in his own circles. He'll go D to D. And they can sense the impending ending of this run. With 10 seconds to go, Ducks ahead 5-2. You can shut down this pipeline. There's no oil moving into the second round. The Anaheim Ducks have defeated the two-time Western Conference champion Edmonton Oilers 4-2. 5-2 your final in Game 6.
Well, Aaron, I'm a supporter of fracking in the natural gas industry, but I don't mind that pipe being shut down. And how about this? In a great interview with Alexis Downie that we heard a little bit earlier. Interview. He'd like to see his team meet the moment. And I say mission accomplished.
Well, entering this one, it was the first appearance in the Stanley Cup playoffs for the Anaheim Ducks since 2018. A long rebuild. This is a long time coming for Ducks fans and for Orange Country. And they were given no hope. Every pundit had the Edmonton Oilers, the two-time defending Western Conference champions, moving on in a landslide. But the Ducks came out swinging, taking a 3-1 lead, bringing it back to Honda Center. They're now 7-0 in Game 6s at Honda Center as they down the Edmonton Oilers 5-2 to take Game 6 in a 4-2 series victory. It's on to the second round for the first time since 2017 for the Anaheim Ducks. What a series. What a game. The Ducks advance in the springtime as they will await the winner of the Vegas and Utah series for their next opponent. Well, don't go anywhere. Plenty to talk about in the Ducks stream postgame show with Alexis Downie and Emerson Edom. As the Anaheim Ducks salute a sold-out Honda Center after eliminating the Edmonton Oilers in 6 games. Crew here in the booth, I'm Aaron Cooney. Zang, it's been a pleasure to join you in the booth here in the first round. Ducks win 5-2, on to the second round. You've been listening to DuckStream as Anaheim Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Radio Network is brought to you by UCI Health. Discover how a marsh can be healing. Get ready for a place born of the healing powers of breakthroughs and tranquility. This is where community meets innovation, where game-changing research takes place beside soul-affirming nature, all in the name of a healthier Orange County. Discover the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital and Mercury Insurance. Ducks versus Oilers is brought to you by Mercury Insurance. Smart insurance for smart people. And Western National Property Management. DucksLiving.com, your new platform to score your dream apartment. And Yamava Resort and Casino. Play at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You in? Well, the Ducks are into the second round. 5-2 final in Game 6 to take the series 4-2. I'm Aaron Cooney saying, I will see you then, or I'll see you another time. You've been listening to DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just...
the
new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
Enhance your game day experience with the Honda Center and Ducks mobile app. Make your visits to Honda Center seamless with ticket management, mobile food and drink ordering, interactive arena maps, and exclusive fan loyalty rewards. Stay connected to the Ducks with real-time game updates, video highlights, breaking news, stats, and more. Download the Honda Center Ducks app free in your app store now.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Hey Ducks fans, smart drivers like you know all too well how frustrating rush hour can be. Next time you're in a jam, remember these pro tips from Mercury Insurance. Driving is kind of like hockey. Follow too closely and you could cause a pileup. So always keep 3 seconds of following distance behind other cars. Smart drivers don't rely on luck. They rely on great coverage. Switch to Mercury so the next time life throws a slapshot your way, you'll have reliable insurance to back you up. Plus, you could end up saving hundreds. Mercury, smart insurance for smart people.
California's number one casino just got better. Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel is now the only AAA 5 country. Become a Club Serrano member today and enjoy rewards at Monarch Beach Golf Links and Palms Casino Resort, Las Vegas. VIP at another casino? Trade up and take advantage of the Tier and Offer Match program at Yamaha Resort and Casino. Voted number one casino outside of Vegas by Newsweek. Details at Yamaha.com. Restrictions apply. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hey, Ducks fans! If you're looking for your next apartment home, scoring your dream apartment has never been easier. With over 165 communities throughout Orange County, the Inland Empire, Ventura, and LA, Western National Property Management and the Anaheim Ducks have you covered. DucksLiving.com, our new platform for finding your new apartment home.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey, live on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks are moving on to the second round. They take down the Edmonton Oilers on home ice tonight, 5-2, the final score. Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. I'm Alexis Downey. We're also joined by Emmer Sneedham. Emmer, I feel like I'm losing my voice already with how this night went. So much excitement. This Ducks team deservingly wins this series, and they prove that with the effort that they brought in this game tonight.
I'm right there with you. My voice starts to crack mid-sentence at any which point in this post-game show. Well, you know why. It's just, it was electric in this place. How about DJ JoJo getting the fans buzz in before opening puck drop, midway through the game, and through till the conclusion, final buzzer. The atmosphere was unbelievable. The atmosphere matched the excitement that was not having a playoff berth in 8 seasons, right? So that's what the excitement and the happiness all around Honda Center and OC vibe. How about tonight? What a vibe that was.
I mean, you can just hear it in the background right now, Emerson. With the way that this Ducks team came out from the very start, we knew it was going to be a different game, especially compared to Game 5. This was the Ducks team we know they can be, and we're going to tell you how this one unfolded now by going through the highlights starting in the first period. For the first time in this series, the Ducks scored first, and it was Ryan Poehling 9 minutes 56 seconds into the game, getting the Ducks up on the board 1-0.
Ducks with possession. It's John Carlson at the point. Hitch. They score! Ryan Poehling with the pickle stabber out for the last poke. And Anaheim takes a 1-0 lead.
That's such a huge goal. Good on Hales for following through. That's what playoff hockey's all about right there. Not giving up.
John Carlson up high with that shot. And, I mean, he was coming off a game where he had 4 shots on goal. We know he knows how to shoot that puck.
And he shoots it with such authority, right? And, yeah, he never lobs it at the net. He never is 50% on any which one of his releases. And oftentimes, I mean, a lot of his shots are clappers. So he kind of mixes in that old-school mentality with his play. But his play in general, I think, exemplifies old school hockey. That is just plain mean, plain hard. That doesn't mean necessarily putting guys through the glass like maybe a Jeffrey Viel, but eliminating when he has the opportunity to do so. Pressuring up and down when it comes to those wall work and sealing off the offensive zone blue line. So, yeah, his game is playing hard, and he showed it with that shot.
Of the postseason, and a big one at that, getting the Ducks up 1-0, and then the next goal coming from someone we have been waiting to see come alive, and maybe it was because it's his birthday. Chris Kreider gets the next one, 2-0 Ducks.
Back to Carlson from Terry, open is Kreider, shoot, he scores! Chris Kreider doubles the lead from the right wing circle. The Ducks are ahead, 2-0.
Leo Carlson with the pass across, but it was so good to see the night that Chris Kreider had a 3-point game for him.
I think we can both agree that there's certain areas that could still, you know, if you will.
Yep.
But that's what the Ducks need out of him, right? And especially if he's going to play on that top line with two guys who have been so consistent throughout the year. Hopefully we get the Chris Kreider that we saw the first half of the season, more specifically first 20 games of the season, when he was just potting everything. I mean, what a blast, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, what a blast he had. He also was an Apple guy, picking up just some great production in the assist category. And yeah, as long as he continues to play somewhere, anywhere around there, it's going to be a successful next round.
And for those that might not have heard during the game, Chris Kreider was moved up to the top line, playing alongside Leo Carlson and Troy Terry. Cutter Gauthier moved back down, so they flipped places. And that was a big difference for this team here tonight, with that top line really taking over. 2-0 with that Kreider goal. Edmonton would get their first goal. Connor Murphy, the goal scorer. That would make it a 2-1 game, but the Ducks were not done in that first period. Another power play goal. Power play goals in every game of this series.
Jackson Lacombe down the left wing side, hands off to Seneca. He'll walk it near side, drop it off to McTavish. Skates into the circle, back for Seneca. Sets up Lacombe. Looks, and it's McTavish again, left side circle. Drops it back off to the point. They look for Cutter Gauthier. Shot block, scores, and trickle through. Cutter Gauthier with the power play goal, and it's 3-1 Anaheim.
The classic Cutter Gauthier one-timer, but it did go off of Darnell Nurse's stick up and over Ingram.
Well, the first 3 goals of the Anaheim Ducks were, well, 2 out of the 3 were pretty greasy. So, I think the Ducks can learn from it, right? Somewhat greasy. I'm not even say somewhat. That was a greasy goal, the first one. Pales there, right? I mean, goes off him, falls through, great, greasy. The blast from Kreider. deflection off of Darnell Nurse. That was certainly a greasy goal. So it was just a great defensively throughout the game of some great shots, some greasy goals. That's playoff hockey, right? Mm-hmm. That's how you need to execute and in the end be successful in the playoffs.
The Ducks outshot the Oilers in that first frame 11-7, but really what stands out from that first period was their faceoff win percentage to 71%. That tells you just how much they had the puck early in the game. So we went into the second period 3-1, as I mentioned. Lukáš Dostál, the starter in net tonight, what a bounce back game we saw from him, only allowing 2 goals in this one, and he had a big save just about 4.5 into that second frame on Zach Hyman, a breakaway chance. Let's take a listen to Aaron's call.
Here's Seneca back with it. Duck still working in the offensive zone. His pass picked off. They got Hyman ahead. John Carlson on his horse. Hyman moves in. Back in. Dostal comes across and says no. Holds on for the whistle.
The Dostal read Zach Hyman like a buck.
To your point, Emerson, I mean, Dostal was reading the plays. He was also tracking pucks really well tonight, not giving up many rebounds. He looked sharp.
He looked sharp. He looked quick. And I know you're a fan of Marc-Andre Fleury, right?
Of course.
We all know that. That's not a surprise or a hidden secret. Of course, you love Lukáš Dostal's play. Looked a lot like Marc-Andre Fleury. I mean, just the sliding across, the cutting off the angle, the not over-aggressiveness, but aggressive goaltending. I mean, there was times where when he slid across, he kept sliding beneath the goal line, and that's the very aggressive play that you see or you used to see out of Marc-Andre Fleury. So another goaltender that you could kind of put in that category as well. Another guy who now is done, Jonathan Quick. He's another guy who undersized, and I'm not saying Lukáš Dostal is undersized, maybe obviously compared to other goalies, but league-wide, he's not the tallest goaltender, and a lot of times in those scenarios, you got to cut off the shooter's angle somehow, some way, and that is pushing off, pushing out, and a lot of times sliding across with intensity and aggressiveness, as Lukáš Dostal did all game long.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And we saw him follow through with his saves. That was part of that save on Zach Hyman, just completely covering the puck, sliding out of the crease with it. To your point as well, not usually the type of saves we see from Lukáš Dostal. Don Gibson did that a bit too during his time here with the Anaheim Ducks. And of course, Dostal was the backup to him for quite a while. So learned a couple things there. But what a night and what a save from Lukáš Dostal on that breakaway from Zach Hyman. And Hyman actually would end up having a goal that was called no goal because he kicked it into the net. So the Ducks still sat 3-1 in this game. They extended their lead late in that second period. Troy Terry, the next goal scorer. Nice 2-on-1 with Leo Carlson.
Here's Carlson. They break in 2-on-1. Terry right side. Shoot. They score!
Just have to say that I'm so happy for Troy Terry to get a goal in this game. The longest tenured Duck, he's been waiting to be in this playoff for a long time. And to see him get a goal tonight, I think really probably meant a lot to him.
I don't know if it was last game or the game before, but there was a play, and I'm pretty sure it was last game, where Leo Carlson broke a 2-on-1 or maybe even a definitive 2-on-1, where he had that same window of time to get it over to Troy Terry. Now, he elected to shoot it, and it was a quality shot, but he's, and I mentioned it on the call, a high IQ play because he learned from that last situation. Whether or not that would have worked out as far as connecting for that goal, that's an afterthought. It eventually did, but he learned from that last opportunity in real time. That's just how ridiculous Leo Carlson, his hockey sense, so on and so forth. He made the play that was opposite to the play that didn't work out. This time it worked out. Not saying that's going to happen every time, but it just, you know, the definition of insanity, Alexis, is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, right? So that was an opportunity where he did something different, and it worked out.
Leo Carlson and Troy Terry, both three-point nights. There were three Ducks with three-point nights. I already mentioned the other one, Chris Kreider, also a two-point night for Cutter Gauthier. So a lot of Ducks just solidifying, the top guys solidifying why they are in the position they're in with this Ducks team. 4-1 after two periods of play. The Ducks out shooting the Oilers on that end as well, 26-17. We went into the third period. Edmonton would get one more goal. It was Vasily Podkolzin getting another one. It was 4-2 at that point. They would pull Connor Ingram with about just under 4 minutes left in the game. The Ducks take advantage of that, and it's Leo Carlson getting the empty netter.
Poked ahead to center ice. Leo Carlson looks at the empty net. It's 5-2 Ducks.
That might be the dagger.
And it was the dagger. And again, another Duck, how fitting for him to get a goal in this game.
You got so much from so many different pieces. And I said it somewhere in the game, a little bit more early on, definitely earlier than the midway mark, but that's exactly what I said. There, you know, very few passengers. You're getting so much from so many. Now, where within it? So now that you advance to the second round, you got to pick apart now even where you can improve within that phenomenal game, and that's hard to do, right? It just, I can't wait to talk to Coach Q and just ask him, you know, can you get more perfect than that? Because that's as perfect of a performance, realistically, as you're going to get against a top-flight Edmonton Oilers team or any team, right? So, yeah, but that's part of it. I mean, how you earn the hardware. I never did it as a player myself, got close, went to the Western Conference Finals, actually got beat by Coach Q, and so he can get it done for us. We all know that. But with that said, yeah, now you just got to focus on the maybe early field clears, and they were clears, but they resulted in icings, a few of those from Jeffrey Viel earlier. Like, how do you shore those up and then have the soft touch on the flips, as you alluded to John Carlson on a great point having. So those are the types of game within the game things that you gotta to shore up. But boy, it's gonna be a fun process, because it's always more fun when you win, of course, and move on to the next round. But those learning curves are a lot more easy to, I feel like, incorporate into any skater's game when you're having success as a team.
And we'll dissect a little bit more of that and look ahead to what could be for this Ducks team. A 5-2 win, game 6 here at Honda Center tonight. The Ducks win their first round series over the Edmonton Oilers. 4 games down, that means there's 12 left to go, which is, it's a good start.
It seems like a marathon.
It is a marathon.
It's definitely not a 100 meter. That's for sure. It's a definitely. So, but that's a great. I'm glad you mentioned that, Alexis, because it's one shift at a time, right?
Yep.
You mentioned that. That's the long-term goal. But if they think about that right now, it's just you got to put together these pieces of the puzzle. So in order to get the 16 wins necessary in order to win the Stanley Cup, it's got to be shift by shift mentality.
We're going to step aside on our post game show right now. If you want to join the conversation, send us your thoughts on this game, this series, this Ducks team. 714-439-8422. We'll be right back.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
She was the sister who went unnoticed.
A daffodil might look plain next to a lily, but on its own, there is much to be admired.
Now, her greatest chapter is yet to come.
The most important thing is to be yourself.
From the world of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice comes a new BritBox original drama.
Mary, you will flourish.
Based on the best-selling novel, The Other Bennet Sister. Now streaming only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Hey, Ducks fans! Smart drivers like you know all too well how frustrating rush hour can be. Next time you're in a jam, remember these pro tips from Mercury Insurance. Driving is kind of like hockey. Follow too closely and you could cause a pileup. So always keep 3 seconds of following distance behind other cars. Smart drivers don't rely on luck. They rely on great coverage. Switch to Mercury so the next time life throws a slapshot your way, you'll have reliable insurance to back you up. Plus, you could end up saving hundreds. Mercury, smart insurance for smart people.
5 seconds of summer are back. See them live in concert. 5 seconds of summer. Everyone's a Star World Tour. Playing songs off their new album, including Not Okay. Live at Honda Center Saturday, June 27th. Plus special guests. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. 5 seconds of summer. The brand new album, Everyone's a Star, is available everywhere now. For more, visit 5sauce.com.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include a comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities of the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
The final score at Honda Center, and they are moving on to the second round. And if we take a trip down memory lane back to 2017, in the second round, that's when the Ducks eliminated the Oilers in 7 games. So, you know, feels pretty good.
Yeah, no.
Just thinking back to that and the last time the Ducks had a run in the playoffs.
And how about this? And I'm not trying to start anything, right? The Ducks,
oh boy.
They are focused, obviously committed on the next round, of course. Mm-hmm. But how about Connor McDavid? If there was any time where he thought about Anaheim and how loud this Honda Center place the weather was in between just going outside and away from the rink here. He must be distraught right now, of course, but he must have loved his experience here at Honda Center. He didn't get the result that he wanted, but as a hockey player, you grow up dreaming of atmospheres like what we saw here at Honda Center. And it doesn't matter if you're on the opposition. It was an eye-opener, lights out across the board, and we know that the best player in the world definitely understood how special this place was tonight.
And to your point, Connor McDavid ended the night -3, no points in this game. As for Leon Draisaitl, let's take a look here. I'm taking a look down the line here. Why am I not? There it is. Why am I not seeing? There it is. One point tonight. I don't know. My eyes, there's so much going on here. But anyway, so this held him to 1 point tonight. How did the Ducks shut down those guys tonight?
We talked about it. We're lightheaded, right? My vision's a little blurry. Our wires are getting crossed up here. Yeah. So I'm right there
with you. Thanks for sticking with us, everyone listening. This is a whirlwind right now.
I was going up and down the stat sheet myself. And, we got it. We finally
it's in numerical order, so my bad.
Me and Alexis got it. Look,
29.
I thought Leon had a little bit more jump last game. Just in it was – you know, their backs were against the wall last game. They got the dub in that game. But he just, their backs were against the wall, same situation, and it was do or die for them. But he just, he wasn't as fast. Now, he's not always just obviously the speediest guy. He likes to slow it down. He likes to exercise the option as far as delaying on a lot of the ozone entries. He didn't even do that a whole lot. Maybe a couple deep delays, you know, low corner delays within the cycle. But I saw very few backhand passes. Typically, he's a magician. He did get over to his just off the goal line, about a foot and a half, 2 feet on the very far side corner. He likes to post up and have some of those bad angle one-timer shots. He got a couple of those looks late, especially when their tendy was pulled there. But he lacked that spark, that jump that I felt was way more noticeable there last game. Same with everyone. Just overall, they took a step back here in this game, and the Anaheim Ducks, credit to them, took a ginormous step forward.
The Ducks never took their foot off the gas pedal in this game. And to your point, too, we talked about it during the game. The Oilers looked tired. When we were looking at their bench, they looked a little defeated. They looked tired at points, especially in that third period. So that makes a difference. Obviously, they played a lot of hockey over the last two, three years. So I think that kind of factors into this versus you have a young Ducks team that's eager. They know what's at stake tonight. They wanted to win on home ice, but they proved that from the start in this game, and they got the better chances. They overall just played the better game. And how about Jackson Lacombe? I mean, I know we've talked about him, but the way he was able to shut down some of their guys in this series, he's getting the recognition he deserves, but he's just such a smart player. It's so fun.
And how about that Spinarama attempt there late in the game?
That's what I was thinking about.
Their pressure player was going right at him. And
So calm.
Yes, the fact that under pressure, under duress, he didn't even have full possession. It was just a one-touch and a spin attempt that almost led to an in-tight breakaway. I think the receiver on that play, if I'm not mistaken, was Jeffrey Viel, who just he didn't have much room to work with, still got a shot off. But, yeah, what a play in tight.
9 points in this series for Jackson Lacombe. He led the team. Right behind him, Troy Terry and Leo Carlson, both of them with 8 in. As did Ryan Poehling, who had 4 goals in this series. So some good numbers for you. Two other things I wanted to mention, Emerson, before we get to hear from Leo Carlson. One, the Ducks did not take any penalties tonight. That was huge.
That is so huge.
I mean, special teams. We know the factor that they have. The Oilers have scored power play goals in 3 straight games going into this game tonight, and the Ducks were disciplined.
Yeah, and the Oil weren't terrible by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, they were a darn good hockey club, especially out of the gate. It was back and forth, and just the goal scoring, how it went, it was back and forth. But how about the Anaheim Ducks getting the first goal, that lead, right? And they scored the first goal of the game. They scored the first goal of the game, and how well did they play with playing with the lead?
I'm not sure we have seen them play that well with the lead all season until this game when it really mattered tonight. The other point I wanted to mention was the fact that the fourth line was on the ice 2 shifts in the last 3 minutes of the game.
And how about Ian Moore there? Just working hard, as per usual. I mean, he's a dog, but almost got that empty netter. That was so close.
Oh, he was so close. I was really hoping. And he had that other chance in the second period, I believe it was, too.
That's a great point on that second period opportunity. He, unlike the game prior, right, where he had opportunity, but then he forced it a little bit. He hung on to it. He was far side, and then he just tried to outweight their tendy, but he wasn't messing around in that high danger scoring area this time around. And he didn't get the maybe best shot off, but there was trackers tracking back on him, and he still put it towards the net. So, yeah, the mentality was just different. It was when in doubt, just get it on net. Don't pass off grade A scoring chances. Now, there was that opportunity, and they had a little bit more wiggle room. They had a little bit more leisure as far as, you know, the separation and scoring by that point. But Troy Terry, he attempted that near side pass. I think it was to Leo Carlson. They're a little bit later in the game, right, on that broken, was it 4-on-1, 4-on-2?
Yes, yep.
Where he forced it you have a little bit of breathing room, right? It's it's different. It's not like you're down by two. You're not tied. I think if it's a tied game or you're down, he's shooting that puck. But, yeah, they were playing such confident hockey until the final buzzer.
We saw that confidence from Leo Carlson tonight, the team's top line center. It's time to hear his thoughts on the Ducks moving on.
As Leo scored there.
Leo's behind.
You guys just did something that a Ducks player hasn't done since 2017. How does it feel to have this team be able to do just that?
Really good. We've been waiting for a while. Or the Ducks fans have been waiting for a while. So I'm super excited.
And you guys have been a team that has been called the bounce back team. But to score those first two goals early, I mean, what was it like to do that?
First goal all series, I think. So great feeling, obviously. Played a great game after that, too.
What's the best thing about your club now?
The speed, energy, underdog as well. I don't think a lot of people believe in us, and that helps a lot.
Because if you say a lot of people didn't, motivation for you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just easier being an underdog, I think. Just coming in, have nothing to lose, so it's amazing.
Can you talk about the atmosphere and the fans and just how they've been this entire series?
It's been amazing. I mean, never experienced anything like this before at Honda Center, so it's amazing.
When you start focusing on your next round opponent, when you start thinking about your next round, you start paying attention to your next round opponent and, like, gearing up for that?
Yeah, I guess when that round is over, I would say. We know, like, which two teams it is in between, so we know them well. It's going to be a fun series either way.
You know, everyone's talked about this team, the young nucleus that you have. You're obviously a key part of it. But there were some people who thought, maybe not this year. Maybe you were doing it a bit earlier than some people expected?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, also, been waiting since 2017 or 18, so it's been a while. But yeah, I know what you're saying. Not really. I mean, I feel like we have a great team. Not really.
Do you sense that, like many hockey observers feel, that this has an amazing nucleus, that this is a team of the future?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we are. We win a lot of championships in the future, I think. And this year too. Why not?
How much did this series do for the growth of you guys, of this young group?
Also, we just know that we can be a good team now too.
And just the experience of going through a playoff series.
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, it's fun. Love the guys here. Love to be a part of it too. So it helps us a lot for sure.
We had a lot of great moments in this.
Certainly, a lot going on down in the locker room, but great to hear from Leo Carlson. And hard to look ahead when you don't know who you're going to be playing next. But as you mentioned, two teams, of course, one of them where the Ducks are going to be facing. But anything in particular that you saw from Leo in this series that excites you for even the next step in his game?
I just think the world-class playmaking. I look back to the pass near side. He just had crossed the red line going towards the offensive blue. He was under duress, getting squeezed off, and then it was a spinorama pass north to Troy Terry, who had play. It was a quality shot, but he just does such great things, such high percentage things while either under duress or not, but he doesn't make a bad play too often. Mm. There was a couple of times where he had exiting the defensive zone and in the neutral zone. I mean, they were tracking back really hard there, and they were swarming, and they were at times making it difficult early on. But it goes to show he's never satisfied. I love his response. Hey, look, whoever we get, it is what it is. And if they play – like they did tonight, next round, no matter who it is, they're going to have success.
We know that this Ducks team likes to focus on their own game, but, you know, there will be some scouting on the other side of that. Leo Carlson, 8 points in this series, 3 goals, 5 assists, and he was one of 12 different Ducks that scored in this six-game series. We're going to take a break on the post-game show. When we come back, we will get over to the text line. I promise you, we want to share your thoughts on this series. And while we're stepping aside, we're going to take a look at what else is going on around the NHL a little bit to talk about that when we come back.
The best way to follow the Stanley Cup playoffs is here. The NHL app is your place to get every highlight from every game of every series. Behind-the-scenes playoff content you won't get anywhere else. The most NHL Edge advanced stats. Keeping you up to date from round one through the Stanley Cup final. When it comes to following the playoffs, don't settle for anything less. The Stanley Cup playoffs are better on the NHL app.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Oh, really? That's great.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
I can't have any more? Why not?
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in. Deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit USPS.com/groundadvantage to learn more. USPS, official shipping sponsor of the NHL.
You did it again. You made us number one in USA Today's 10 Best for the third year in a row. You voted Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel the best casino outside of Las Vegas for the third time. And Yamaha Resort grabbed a first-time win as the best casino hotel. Enjoy the winning atmosphere at one of more than 150 gaming tables, more than 7,400 slot machines, and 5 high-limit rooms. That's not all. Grab a bite at the Pines Modern Steakhouse, voted the best casino restaurant for the third year in a row. You in? Details at Yamaha.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
After 10 years, Mana returns full of music, love, and rock and roll. Mana, Vivir's United Tour at the Honda Center. Brand new production, all the hits, all the energy and passion of Mana. Honda Center, June 5th and 6th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Presented by Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities at the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
Of the Stanley Cup playoffs. They take down the Edmonton Oilers and are advancing, and they will play the winner of the Vegas and Utah series, which is currently 3-2 in favor of the Golden Knights. That was a win last night for the Golden Knights. We'll see what happens there in Game 6 for that series. Emmer, any predictions?
You know what? I'm just kind of in awe how that series has gone.
Yeah.
And I mean, to think that Vegas is up in that series, it's just, you know, if you would have said a couple of games ago that was the case, I thought Utah, a lot like a lot of people, had the momentum.
Yeah.
And even when I was talking, okay, you know, I was just random conversations, people through passing, you know, who would be the deadlier matchup for the Anaheim Ducks, just as far as what would be harder to defend, and just the full game speed included, everything coming at the Ducks, and it was 100%. A lot of the answers were the Utah Mammoths. So yeah. It just, you can never count out any team in the National Hockey League in general, whether it's the last playoffs or these playoffs. I mean, there's been times, you know, teams being down three games, coming back, winning it 4-3. I mean, it's happened. It's happened lots, and that's just what makes playoffs so entertaining.
Yeah, that's a great point, and I'm with you. I really think that Utah is, I'm going to just say, I think they're the better team there for sure. So if the Ducks do have the chance to play Vegas, could be a good thing, because the Ducks did have their number in the regular season. Actually, I feel like these last couple of years, the Ducks have played Vegas really well. Obviously, the playoffs is a different scenario, but that game is tomorrow night, so we'll keep our eye on that. But as for the Ducks now, they get a little bit of time to relax, which is good, because they've just been going nonstop the last week and a half. So, Emmer, let's get over to the text line, because we have a number of messages of very excited listeners and fans. First one here, I love my Ducks, woo, which I guess doesn't come through as excited. So maybe you read. Why don't you read that one?
Woo! How about that? Yeah. I love my Ducks.
Way better, way better. Thank you. These Ducks are a real deal, baby. Okay, I like that. Red from Buena Park. Orange Country bleeds strong. A coming out party for Chris Kreider on his birthday. A really strong, disciplined game from the Ducks beginning to end. The Ducks just had more weapons, a better power play, and a stronger will than the Oilers. On to round two. Fun fact, the Ducks are 13-1 when Chris Kreider has a multi-point game this season.
Wow. I'm
That's
blown
why
away.
We talk about why we want to see him get going on the ice. We were waiting. Tonight was the night.
Yes, and that's why I want to hear from Red from Buena Park with all those great notes there. And, yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. Chris Kreider, we've even on this post-game show already have talked about when he plays better, the team plays better. It just, we saw that throughout the early portions of the season. First 20 games, this team was just so hot. A lot to do with the play of Kreider there. So, yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's so good to at least for now, have him back in contributing. And, yeah, hopefully it continues.
Steven from Pasadena said, these Ducks played with such a confident swagger tonight. You'd have thought this was a team of hardened veterans. The Oil have run out of gas. They ran into a dosed wall. Who knew Coach Q could coach, huh? Right. Yeah, well, you know, in not only the NHL history, but also in the playoff history, he knows a thing or two about these type of scenarios.
Four total cups, right? Three as a head coach, one as assistant. So, oh, yeah, he knows what he's doing.
He's got to be so excited. We have to share that Coach Q was so positive this entire series. Every time we got to talk to him, typically a smile on his face and good energy. And I feel like that the players can really feed off of that.
Great point. Yeah, you could tell that he missed this time of year, right? He missed playoffs, especially with how much success he's had,
yeah.
Right? He's had so much success. We know he wants to get back to lifting that hardware, and it's only a matter of time. I mean, the future is next decade.
What a first win, too, in this postseason. I mean, we got to talk about that. The Ducks draw the Edmonton Oilers going into the series. A lot of doubt around whether this Ducks team could do it. They never had any doubt in the locker room. Let that be known. But not only do they have so many players who have never experienced playoff hockey, but they're also able to beat a team in the Edmonton Oilers who are the two-time defending Western Conference final, you know, Western Conference champions, been in the Stanley Cup final. And the thing about the playoffs is it just keeps getting harder. You're going to face good teams every round. And the Ducks are able to take down the Oilers in the first round. I just think it says so much about this, as the reporters kept referring to it, the young nucleus that yes. we have here in Anaheim.
Yes. What a term there. The young nucleus. I'll definitely keep that in my
back
pocket.
Yeah, we got to save that one.
With that said, yes, I just – it's great to know that the Ducks, their expectation, they've already surpassed it. They've already taken a big step. And that's what's really on the side of this Ducks squad. They're not expected. They weren't expected to move past the Edmonton Oilers. They did it. There is no high expectations as far as media or fans worldwide. This is, it's all the cherry on top. It's all icing as what they've already done. It's just, it was a huge step in the right direction this season, getting into the playoffs and beating a Edmonton Oilers team that, look, many experts had them over the good guys. And I'll finish with this. It might be some of the reasons why people do not currently like this wild card format right now, because if you look at the playoff picture, you're like, oh my God, like, how did Dallas draw Minnesota? And it just, like, through the whole thing, it's just like something not maybe right or normal to hockey traditionalists, right? Mm-hmm. With that said, I mean, it's all playing into Anaheim. I mean, to think that you don't get a guaranteed Dallas, Minnesota, like a Colorado, like the fact that Vegas, Utah, and you bypass Colorado for now, I mean, that's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to your point, so Colorado is going to face Minnesota now, as Minnesota took down Dallas tonight on home ice. That was a big win for them. Obviously, Dallas has been to the Western Conference Final a number of times recently. And then on the other Carolina Hurricanes, they'll face the Philadelphia Flyers after the Flyers beat the Penguins in overtime last night. We're still waiting to see. The other two series are sitting at 3-2 as Montreal has the lead over Tampa, and Boston is down to the Buffalo Sabres. The Sabres are up in that series 3-2 as well. So still some games that'll we have to wait and see what's going to happen, but round two will start on Saturday with the Flyers and Hurricanes. That it's an 8 o'clock Eastern time start, so you can watch that game at 5 o'clock West Coast time. Things just keep rolling, and we're gonna wait and see what happens with this Ducks team when they take the ice again.
I can't wait. And you said it not too long ago, but this is gonna be nice, right? Not going back to Edmonton, closing out here, get a couple of rest days before venturing off to well, we don't know yet, but. How about the series of Colorado and Minnesota Wild?
And it's going to be phenomenal.
And it's a series in which two teams that play man-on-man style defense. So that is, it's going to be quick. Both teams play very similar. I look forward to watching that one because of the defensive zone structure and how they, make adjustments. Two teams that are highly skilled who both loaded up.
Yep.
And they play very similarly. And it's a, let's see if the team with the better goaltending, and I don't want to say better because Wedgewood, Blackwood, they've been very good. But the goaltenders for the Minnesota Wild, we experienced it late in the season there.
Yep.
You probably got to give the nod to them, even though maybe the team that is Colorado and playing in front of their netminders maybe have, as well as those the tandem has played, made them look a tad better than maybe if they were on another team, right? But through and through, goaltenders on out, both those squad, it's going to be one heck of a series.
Yeah, you're going to get Cale Makar, Quinn Hughes, and then to your point on the goaltenders, Jesper Wallstedt. I mean, he is just the next star in Minnesota. From the first time the Ducks faced him, I think he's going to be something special in the NHL. And Minnesota, I mean, they drafted him early for a reason, and he's helping their team out right now. Got a big win here tonight. So Emerson, as we wrap up this post game show, wrap up round one, who is your team MVP for this first round? No, I'm putting you on the spot.
No, that's I bring it on. I am going to go, and it's hard to separate the top 3-4. Even Mikael Granlund, 6 points in six games. It's just, with that said, I'm going to pick Troy Terry, and here's why.
Okay,
he had a great start in game one. I mean, just. He showed how excited he was in game one to be a part of this, finally.
Mm-hmm.
So that's point number one. But we don't know, once again, how healthy, truly, Troy Terry is. And he's been managing his body, and he's been doing everything necessary to have the lights out performances that he had in, for example, this game. But circumstantially, that's just why, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a student of the game. He's taking care of the bod. He's doing what it takes to bring his A game. And it's paying off. And I just, he's a warrior. People were giving him flack for, you know, maybe not generating the hit count or not having a hit for X number of games. But look at him plow one of the Edmonton Oilers players at the far side red line. I remember that. I mean, back check in, get on the inside, and finishing his hit.
He tallied a hit tonight.
So, and I think that I'm assuming that was the one.
That would
that,
be it.
Because, yeah, it's just great. Circumstantially, that is my MVP of the first round for the Ducks.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to go with maybe the obvious answer here. I like your reasoning behind Troy Terry, but I'm going with Jackson Lacombe because this team could not have gotten past Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, you know, Zach Hyman, all those guys, Evan Bouchard, if they didn't have Jackson Lacombe.
And how about the Spit and Chicklets boys really pumping up the tires of Jackson Lacombe? It's just
all the media is starting to see him.
Yes, yep. And
even
boy,
Matthew Tkachuk gave some props to him on the Tkachuk Brothers podcast.
I did not see that, so thanks for pointing that out. And yeah, it takes a little bit longer, right? Are jaded out there. They're hockey fans worldwide. You
we kind of like that, though.
Put
a little
some
bit.
Respect on the.
Here.
Yes, and you're right. And well, we have all the beauties on our side. I mean, look at the celebrities coming out to Honda
Center. Tonight was awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, this whole series 3-0 on home ice.
Timu, Mike Trout, the whole Angels.
Yep,
I mean,
all
it's
here
just
a bunch of a Ducks alumni.
Great stuff.
We can count you too.
Oh well, I guess.
Oh, Emma, do you have? Well, just my last point about Jackson. He's going to continue to need to lead this team in the next round. So look forward to seeing that. And do you have a final quack?
Well, my final quack is, first and foremost, I'm a D-list celebrity. But it is. I've accepted it. That's fine. I appreciate the shout out there.
Yeah.
But I've accepted it. Moving on to my final quack, Alexis, I look forward to kicking my feet up and enjoying with this
tomorrow.
Ducks win. Yes, tomorrow. Not flying back to Edmonton. I this was great. To live the next couple days stress-free, pretty darn good feeling.
I like that. It feels good that we get to stay here tonight. Don't have to worry about packing tonight after the game to head back for a game 7. That would have been a tough one. But I think my final quack for tonight is hats off to the fans in Honda Center in this series. I've only been with the team for now 4 seasons. I have never heard Honda Center as loud as it has been through these playoffs. It has been so incredible, and it just gives me chills. Every time you walk in here, the players are obviously talking about it. Everyone's talking about it. It's such a special place, and you guys have brought so much energy. It's palpable, and I love it.
Ditto.
And have to point out before we wrap up the postgame show, a fun little thing for you. Coach Q wore an orange tie tonight. So when he was with the Chicago Blackhawks in big games, he always wore red ties. When he won the Stanley Cup, he had a red tie on. His wife has framed the red ties that he was wearing during those Stanley Cup winnings. He wears an orange tie tonight. I don't know. I just see that as a good sign.
Well, and I'm looking on the...
We're looking at the Jumbotron.
The Jumbotron
right now.
As he's speaking to the media currently. And are those... It kind of looks like the bandana, if you're well...
It's like a paisley.
Yeah, paisley bandana type of... Or it's almost like a wild wing eye, in a sense.
Oh.
I mean, it's a little maybe flip-flopped, maybe if you flip it around. But maybe that could have been what he was going for.
All right, we'll have to go straight to the source and find out how we picked out this tie tonight, because Ducks are moving on to round 2. They take down the Edmonton Oilers 5-2, the final score here at Honda Center, and the series final 4-2 over the Edmonton Oilers round 1. We are so thrilled for this Ducks team. Thank you for listening to the postgame show here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. We don't know when we're going to be on the air next, so just stick around on the Anaheim Ducks website, social media, all of that. I'm sure you'll hear it, NHL Network, wherever it is. You can find out the game time, and we'll also find out the opponent in the meantime. But also, just so you guys know, going forward in the playoffs, we will be your source, your team Game Source. Our DuckStream broadcast is held throughout the playoffs, so we will be there for you alongside.
Can't wait.
Yep. All right. As I mentioned, the final score here, 5-2 at Honda Center. Thank you for tuning in here, and we will see you next time when the Ducks are in round 2 of the 2026 Stanley Cup playoffs.